so good to talk to Alan Dershowitz, Professor Alan Dershowitz of Harvard University, one of the greatest lawyers who ever lived. He was involved in the O.J. Simpson defense. Alan Dershowitz, welcome. What's your reaction to O.J. Simpson's death?
Well, I'm saddened. I, you know, got to know him fairly well. I was sitting like 4 feet away from him in the courthouse when he tried on the glove and went to the jurors and said, "It's too small." And that was a very important event at the trial because it meant he didn't have to testify. I persuaded him in the break afterward that he had already testified. He had gone to the jury, showed them the glove was too small, and he wasn't even subject to cross-examination. F. Lee Bailey was pushing him to testify. I was pushing him not to testify. And that event really put it over the top and made it clear he didn't have to testify. So that was very significant. I was also deeply involved in the investigation of the sock, the notorious sock, that had the blood of O.J. Simpson and his victim, allegedly, on it. And we were able to prove that Officer Van Atter had poured the blood from a test tube onto the sock, planting the evidence. How were we able to prove it? The blood contained EDTA, which is a chemical, a blood thinner, that is not found in the human body, but is found in test tubes designed to prevent the blood from coagulating. So we were able to prove beyond any doubt that the blood had come from a test tube and that Officer Van Atter had taken the test tube home with him with the socks and had planted the evidence. And that's what led many of the jurors to conclude that they couldn't believe the, quote, mountain of evidence against O.J. Simpson in the case.
You know, you talk to a regular person like me, for instance, you know, for a long time, many years, I'm like, okay, gosh, this is such, he's guilty. Sure. Everybody knows it. You know, everybody knows it, but, not everybody could watch every single moment of that trial. And that was, you're saying that the detective actually did that at home, poured the blood onto the sock himself out of a test tube.
Right. We were able to prove it in a number of ways. First, the blood splatter evidence. If you have a sock lying flat and you pour blood on it, it will have the same mirror image on all four sides, and that's what happened. If he were actually wearing the sock when the blood splattered, it wouldn't have the same splatter on the third and fourth side of the sock. So we were able to prove by blood splatter evidence and by the EDTA evidence that the blood had been poured on the sock as it was lying flat on a table, and we were able to prove that Officer Van Atter had taken the blood improperly home along with the sock. And so all the jurors concluded that that piece of evidence had been framed, and that was enough for them to create a reasonable doubt.
Why did Van Atter do that? That's like a really risky, kind of strange thing to do.
Because he was convinced that O.J. Simpson was guilty, and he wanted to do justice. He didn't want him to get away with it. And the police in L.A. had been planting evidence. They had a reputation for planting evidence against guilty people. And so in their mind, they were framing a guilty person. Big deal. But we caught him.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, you know what? I've learned a lot in the past 31 years. And maybe the whole case has to be reevaluated. I don't trust the authorities like I used to. You know what I mean?
Yep.
A lot of things have come to light. Did you ever pay? Yep. Look, you take risky positions on a whole host of things and for the betterment of society. Did you pay a price for your association with O.J. Simpson?
Not nearly as much as I have for my defense of Donald Trump. O.J. Simpson, people, you know, spit at me and yelled at me, sent me nasty letters, but nothing compared to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, I lost close friends, relatives stopped talking to me, people threatened my family, much, much worse. So, you know, we haven't improved as a society. The O.J. Simpson case, I think, reflected the deep divisions we had racially. Today, Donald Trump reflects the deep divisions we have politically and from a partisan point of view. Also, both of those cases make it clear how few Americans really understand the proper role of a defense attorney in a democracy. You know, if you don't want defense attorneys like me defending people you don't like, you know, move to Iran. It's easy. You can't be a defense attorney in Iran or in China or in Russia or in Cuba. But if you want to have a real democracy, you have to have people, even if they're as unpopular as I sometimes am when I defend people who are very, very, very unpopular.
And, you know, Professor, I think you're one of the few people who've highlighted this. Donald Trump has a right to an attorney, and he also has a right to attorney-client privilege. That has been violated in the grossest ways. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and it's going to be violated again on Monday, on Tuesday. in the coming trial when we see Cohen testify. And, you know, we're seeing Trump being put on trial for something that isn't even a crime. You know, in the O.J. Simpson case, obviously somebody committed horrible, horrible murders. It may have been him. It may have been somebody else. There have been all kinds of speculations and rumors, and I can't ever comment on what I personally believe, but about guilt or innocence. But I can comment on what I personally believe about the evidence being tampered with by the police. And that's something that should never be done. And I don't think it's being done now. I think that we helped expose that, and other defense lawyers have picked that up. And now a policeman wouldn't do the stupid thing of trying to plant evidence because he knows he'd probably get caught.
What happened to Van Natter? Do you know?
He got promoted. He got promoted.
He got promoted. Where have we seen this before? Michael Byrd kills Ashley Babbitt. He gets promoted and a gold medal. Yeah. This puts a whole new paint job on the whole thing. Hey, can you do me a favor? I know Michael Cohen and his treachery, recording his own client. What about in the documents case? One of the lawyers there, Jack Smith, forced him to testify about what his own client told him.
Yeah, I mean, there has been a real cutting back of lawyer-client privilege, particularly in the Trump case. Many, many terrible legal precedents have been set in the Trump case, and they're precedents that will be used tomorrow against the Democrats, and the day after tomorrow against you and your friends. So that's why all Americans have to stand up for the protection of legal rights, whether it's for a person you like or a person you despise. And we still don't seem to understand that. People are just furious at me for having defended Donald Trump, even though we won his case in front of the Senate. We proved that he didn't commit an impeachable offense. But that's not important. If you don't like him, hey, you're going to vote against him. That's why he can't get a fair trial in a place like New York. 75% to 80% of the jury pool will have voted against him. And I read the questions recently that are being asked to the jurors. They are dumb, dumb questions. They won't get at people with prejudice. You know what they're asked there? For example, one of the questions is, do you have very strong feelings against Donald Trump sufficient so that you wouldn't be incapable of rendering a fair verdict? Is anybody going to say they're incapable of rendering a fair verdict? It's absurd to ask that question. The question that should be asked is, what have you said to people about Donald Trump? What comments have you made about Donald Trump? You know, what have people told you about Donald Trump? Not, can you render a fair verdict? Of course, everybody's going to say they can.
Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This can be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276. Or Elevate Wellness Group. Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month. If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Well, Professor, you've been everywhere, and I think it's been really helpful. It's been helpful to me personally, your principles, what you're advocating. You probably don't know this, but I was one of the few, John Catsimatidis and Rudy Giuliani being the others, who publicly defended Andrew Cuomo when he was going through that.
Me too. I defended Andrew Cuomo. I think that he never should have left the governorship. But I also, you know, I defended others as well. It's not that I'm a friend of Cuomo. I was a friend of his father, but I think he got a raw deal, and I think he would have been continued to be a great governor and probably a candidate for president. But look, I also defended Elliot Spitzer. I don't think he should have left the governorship because he had sex with a prostitute. Big deal. In France, they wouldn't even have put it on page 28. There was a little bit of hypocrisy there because he had prosecuted people on the same charge. But look, I think we're overusing the criminal justice system for partisan political purposes. And I'm going to continue to fight against it.
You're a hero. And one more thing.
Oh, thank you.
What is this moment, Israel, our dear friend, being nitpicked and tripped up and undermined by Joe Biden? I can't believe what I'm seeing. There are hostages that nobody ever talks about, little babies over there, that we are waffling and sending mixed signals at a time like this. What does it tell you overall about America and the world today? I don't know.
Well,
I'm just lost.
Tells me that for 60 years I've been a member of the Democratic Party, and I'm about to get close to crossing a red line. If the Democrats withhold military aid from Israel at this crucial time, I will no longer be a Democrat. I will publicly announce my ending of my association with the Democratic Party. I'm not going to indicate who I'm going to vote for, but I will no longer be a Democrat. We now have like 50 members of Congress calling for an end to aid to Israel at a time when they may be attacked by Iran. We're seeing members of the Senate, like Elizabeth Warren, my former colleague, talking about genocide. Are you kidding? If Israel is guilty of genocide, she's accusing America of worse, because America killed many more people. Forget about Dresden, Hiroshima, Nagasaki. I'm talking about Iraq and Afghanistan. We killed multiples of the number of people, and the vast majority of people who are killed by Israel have been either themselves terrorists or complicit with terrorism, and many of them were killed by friendly fire, by rockets that misfired from Hamas and from Islamic Jihad. So Israel's getting a raw deal here, and I'm going to continue to fight for fellow democracy.
Thank you, Professor Dershowitz. You know, you may not get invited to the right parties anymore, but you are on the right side of history. You're amazing.
Thank you. That's more important. Thanks.
Thank you.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.